Zvachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kol Oilim Lamizbeach, Oilim Derech Yamin. We had before, in the fourth Perek, where there's a Kolal of Kol HaPniyah Sh'atapoyneh HaTapoyneh L'tzad Yamin. Here we're going to have that Oilim Lamizbeach. Remember that there are Avodas that have to be done on top. So the Oila has to walk up the Kevish, so he walks up on the side HaYamin. Oilim Derech Yamin. Umakifin v'yodin derech smal. That's derech kovet. That makes sense. So that's the klal. Chutz, however, there are exceptions to the rule. Min ha'oilo l'shloish edvar me'elu sh'ayoilom v'choizim la'okev. Now let's understand. Normally, let's say a korban chatos with avodas Saddam is on the kronos on top. So there's an aliyah derech yimin and his makif, the way we described in Perek Beis Shammai. However, the Oila, the one who's Oila for these three things, which is the Nisach HaMayim Vayayin, and the Avodas Oila Sa'oif, when the Robu Kahanim and Memela was done, on top of the Mizbeach, on the side of my Rav's Dremis, like we said. So over there, they went up on the Tzad Smoil of the Kevish, and they went right away to the Smoil. Going up on the Kevish, remember, the Kevish starts on Dorim, so you're going towards Tzofoin. So when you go up on the left side of the Mizbeach, he's right away, if he's pointing Miyad L'Smoiloi, he's right away heading towards the Dremis Marovis. As soon as he finishes the Avodah, he's Chozer and he's Yored La'okiv, exactly the way he came back. The Bir HaDvarim is like this. If he would go up on the Tzad HaYamin and he would be Makif the Mizbeach, which is the natural sequence, Kol Aliyah Liyamin, Kol Pniyos Liyamin. The problem is he's holding the oif, and what the Gemara says is that there's a chash that the oshon of the mizbeach would choke the oif, and the oif would die before getting to the place of the avodah, which is outside hasmoil. So therefore, he went immediately, and he went immediately back. That he went back that way because that's the natural way of walking off the mizbeach. That he went that way is because of this tzorich. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now the Mishnah goes back to the Ikka Seidu HaVoida of Chatas Oif. Mishnah Dav Chatas Oif, Ketzer Hoysen Ases. How was the Seidu HaVoida of Chatas Oif? Hoya Melik is Reshem Imolorpo. The Melika, which is a Shver HaVoida that had to be, a coin had to be very skilled at doing. The wording over him, Imolorpo, is really the wording of the Torah. The Torah uses that Sprach. That the Malik is Mimul Orpoi. Orpoi is the back of the neck. Mimul Orpoi means the place on the back of the head, which sees the back of the head, the neck. So it's done over there. The Rav gives a description from the Gemara the way it does. We'll read the Rav inside. So he holds on to the two wings of the bird with two fingers. Zeres ukmitza shal yode hasmolis ve'oifa gabi yode. Of the left hand, the Zeres and the kmitza. The fourth and fifth fingers of the hand, and then he has to hold on to the wing also. Panav shel oif letzad gav yodoy, the face of the oif is facing the back of his hand, which is the oif lamalo. Mosech tzavar, he pulls the neck, hagorin al roichav shel shtei etzba oisav etzba v'amo, which is the second and the third fingers. Umoylik b'tzipan, this is his left hand. And he does the avodah with the nail on his right hand. V'zuav achas me'avodah is kosher shebamigdash. It's a very skilled avodah. What the Torah is moisif in chata sa'oif is ve'enei mavdol. This is a fundamental chiluk between the avodah of chata sa'oif and erla sa'oif, is that ve'enei mavdol, he doesn't sever the head from the guf. He breaks, again the Lashon, the Rav Choytich Shedra, he breaks the spine of the Oif Mefarekes. The Mefarekes is the bone on the back of the head. V'roiv Basu Imei Atshimav Gil Aveshed HaLakon, he cuts through until he gets to the pipe. V'noitel Simen Echad Levadei Umoelik, and he presses in over there, K'dechsiv V'lo Yavdol. U'mazem Midomo Al Kir HaMizbeach, he spritzes, again with force, on that corner of the Mizbeach. Again, we're talking about a Chatasoif, and a Chatasoif is Lamala. So he's standing on top of the Mizbeach, and that's where he does it. Umazim idom akir mizbeach. Again, the head is not severed from the guf ha'oif. Shiyori hadom ha'imismatze. He would press against al ha'isoid. The Torah says is vanisha badom. What's left over in the guf ha'oif after the hazo yimotze al yisoid ha'mizbeach. That's done on the bottom. That's the mitzui. The Mishnah adds a word of elaboration. Ein lemizbeach el adomo v'kula l'koyanim. The mizbeach only has dam. That means this is the only. There's something very interesting about a chatzoif. L'umas every other behema, there was no hakrova of the guf ha'oif on the mizbeach. V'kula l'koyanim, the whole thing was eaten by the koyanim. Oil ha'oif is going to be hooked to agabe on mizbeach, but the chatzoif didn't have anything. Which makes it very interesting to carbon because there's no achilas mizbech except for the avoidus hadam. We'll see in the next mission the oilas oif and if they complement each other.